Well, to the Caribbean now, and the tons of decaying seaweed that have been piling up on the beaches in the region. The seaweed is called sargassum, which is common in smaller amounts in the region. But with record levels of it on many of the beaches, some lawmakers in Tobago have dubbed it a natural disaster. Joining us from Tobago is Chris James, the president of the Hotel and Tourism Association there. And Chris, what do these beaches look like right now in Tobago?
Well, the majority of the beaches are fine. It's really only the Atlantic side, and not even all of the beaches on the Atlantic side. But in Speyside, which is in the northeast of the island, it's particularly bad.
And this is something that happens occasionally, but why is it so much worse this year, do you think?
We've been given all sorts of reasons, global warming, nutrients in the water. We've been getting this for a number of years, but nowhere near as much as this. This is unprecedented, the amount we were getting at the moment, especially, as I say, in that one beach in Speyside, the whole bay is full.
And it smells terrible, I hear.
It does. Once it's on land, we don't quite know why it's smelling. This is why we're asking for a regional conference on this, which I believe we're going to have in Barbados in September. They're giving all sorts of reasons, but I'm also told it's got many uses. So we have to find a solution regionally how to deal with this. If it is global warming and this is going to continue, then we need a solution.
And meanwhile, you've got tourists who are canceling plans and lawmakers who are saying this is a natural disaster.
Yeah, well, we haven't had that many cancellations. In fact, the hotels, there's only really two hotels affected in Tobago. And what they're doing is, during the day, is moving their guests over to the other side of the island to beaches that don't have the seaweed. But, of course, they're losing revenue. Those guests would normally stay and use the facilities of the hotel. We've had one or two cancellations, especially in Speyside. But it's more of a fact that this is a very eco-friendly island. Tobago has the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere. We jealously guard our ecosystem. And it's more of a matter of interest as to why it's happening and what we can do about it. The Tobago House of Assembly, which is the governing body here, has been very proactive and is moving the seaweed off the beaches. But as soon as it's moved, it comes back.
That must be a pretty costly thing to do, though, to move the seaweed off the beaches when you're talking about this much seaweed.
Yeah, I think they've allocated somewhere along the lines of $3 million TT dollars to do it. So, yes, it's been costly for the hotels up until the last. It's only really got bad in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's been constant for the last 3 or 4 months, but it's been manageable by the hotels. So the hotels have actually borne the cost up until the last couple of weeks, where it's just become so much that they really couldn't do it. So they've brought in machinery to excavate it and get it off the beaches. And we're putting it on state land and wondering what to do with it.
And when you say $3 million TT dollars, we should say that one TT dollar is worth about 15 cents in the United States. But what about the long term? Are you worried that people see pictures of this? They say, let's not go to Tobago this year. Let's go to another part of the Caribbean that's not having this problem.
Well, I don't think there are many parts of the Caribbean that aren't affected. I mean, I saw some pictures of Mexico and all the way down, Dominican Republic, Barbados. So I think we're doing the right thing by having a regional approach to this. There seems to be lots of solutions that can be used as a feedstock. It can actually be eaten. There's all sorts of fertilizer products that come from it. So I think we just have to find a solution and get ready to deal with it if it's going to be this bad in the future.
What about the ecological impacts? We're hearing about dangers to sea turtles.
Yeah, there was that. We've had the hatchlings being caught up in the seaweed, but we're very, as I say, very eco-friendly here. We have an NGO called SOS, Save Our Sea Turtles, and they've been very proactive, and the hotel owners themselves have freed a couple of these and got them into the water. We are a very big nesting site for the leatherback turtles. And it's creating problems. It's creating problems for the fishermen. The fishermen that are based in those villages on the northeast have to wade through this stuff to get out. And locally, the residents, because of the stench, there's a problem there. But as I say, we are dealing with it, but we need a much more concerted regional approach, I think. We are, the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association and the Caribbean Tourism Organization, as I say, are putting on a conference in September where we will get together and hopefully look at all the solutions people have come up with. We're getting them every day. People are talking about putting boons out to sea to capture this stuff. I'm told there's a ship that can actually trawl this stuff out of the ocean before it gets to the beaches. So we need to look at the solutions of capturing it, but also what to do with it.
That's Chris James, the president of the Tobago Hotel and Tourism Association. And we'll put a picture of what it looks like on the beach at our website, hereandnow.org. Chris, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.